Well, Bay Area families have gone 2 weeks now with no school, and they're facing at least five more. KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign and his wife are among the stay-at-home parents trying to figure out how to keep teaching their kids and do their jobs at the same time.
With five-year-old twins, anything even remotely educational counts as school. So my daughter reading The Elephant and Piggy, that's a class.
Hi, Gerald. Hi, Piggy.
What's the first part of that word? What does that say?
Eating.
Eating, that's right.
Is pigs.
Part.
Part of pigs' culture.
But for parents of older children, like my neighbor Rachel, keeping the kids focused and learning and not just staring at screens is an all-day challenge.
That's the hardest thing, is like having them do stuff. But because there is an increased need for screens, and thank God for technology right now. It's keeping us in touch with people and keeping us social and keeping us sane, keeping us informed. But too much is too much still for kids, you know? Just staring at a screen all day is horrible.
Those screens are our kids' portal to distance learning, math and writing with their kindergarten teachers, stories and songs, and so much more.
What are you guys doing?
Yoga.
Kid yoga?
Yeah, we did yoga. On land, and then yoga in the water, and then farm yoga.
Old MacDonald.
When I was a kid, Old MacDonald was just a farmer. He did not know downward facing dog. In Oakland, still figuring this all out. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.